lows around 30. Cloudy Sunday with highs in the upper 40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Monday. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on the one you depend on, News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Currently, it's 60.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Karen McHugh. U.S. health officials have lifted an 11-day pause on Johnson & Johnson's COVID-19 vaccinations following a recommendation by an expert panel.
The FDA and CDC paused use of the J&J vaccine after several women developed serious and, in three cases, deadly blood clots. At the time, nearly 8 million people in the U.S. had received the single-dose vaccine. The advisory panel voted 10-4 with one abstention to recommend lifting that pause for people 18 and over with new warning label language.
Fox's Jared Halpern. Wall Street ends the week on an up note.
Stocks in rebound mode today as investors assessed fresh data showing a strong economic recovery underway. The Dow up 227 points, the S&P higher by 45. The NASDAQ up 198.
Fox Business Network's Jerry Willis. America is listening to Fox News.
Where Fond du Lac turns for high school sports. News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
This is high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Tonight's game is brought to you by these community-minded sponsors: AirTech Heating, Eden Meat Market and Catering, Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones representative, Taco Bell, Coal Oil and Propane, Quest Interiors, American Family Insurance agent Tim Cruz, and Baker Cheese. Now, let's go live to the broadcast booth for a preview of tonight's action on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.
Well, good evening, football fans, and welcome to Howard, Wisconsin, home of Bayport High School in the Howard Suamico School District. And it's the final regular season matchup and a conference championship on the line tonight in the Fox Valley Classic. Group A is the number one ranked Fond du Lac Cardinals take on the Bayport Pirates here from Bayport High School. Thanks for joining us this evening. You're two of the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Stop by and see Tim in Fond du Lac or give him a call, 921-7424, for all of your insurance needs. Well, the Cardinals keep on rolling. They coming off a 63-3 win over Green Bay Preble last week at Keele High School. Cardinals, like they've done three of the four contests this year, fell behind early but scored 63 unanswered points. The Hornets of Preble using a surprise onside kick on the opening kickoff, driving down the field for a field goal for the first points of the game. But like we said, that punch was received and Fondy swung back, made contact, and well, they kept making contact the rest of the night. Cardinals scoring on a 75-yard touchdown run from Braylon Allen on the first play from scrimmage for Fondy, and really the route was on after that. In the contest, Kyle Walljasper finishing 4 of 6 for 127 yards, a touchdown and an interception. 9 carries on the ground, 192 yards, and 3 touchdowns. Braylon Allen, we mentioned him, 6 carries, 141 yards, 4 touchdowns, 3 of those in the first quarter alone, including that 75-yarder to open up the game. And then 2 catches for 95 yards and a touchdown in the receiving department. Also on defense, two-way player, of course, 6 tackles and 1 sack for Braylon Allen in the victory. And Fondy, really the biggest test to date has been the Nina game in Week 2, 56-21 win there. Beyond that, not much to speak of when it comes to tests for the Fond du Lac Cardinals, but this one probably going to be one here tonight, taking out a Bayport team that, well, A, was the state runner-up just 2 years ago now, a calendar year of 2019. They were the state runner-up in the Division I bracket, falling to Muskego. Did lose quite a bit from that team, quite a few all-conference selections, quite a few seniors depart, but still plenty of talent and a very well-coached Bayport team. Bayport might be a little bit kind of angry, coming off 2 straight losses, both of them by 1 score apiece, falling to De Pere in a rivalry game back on the 9th, 20-13, and then falling in overtime to Nina at Nina last week by a score of 21-20. The Rockets getting a 2-point conversion after a touchdown run from Luke Elkin, a 2-point conversion pass from Elkin to Chase Hanselman to pull out the victory and send Bayport to their second straight loss. Despite their second loss, in as many games. Bayport, as we mentioned, a very talented football team. They won over Green Bay Preble 35-0 to start the year, and then pulled away from Stevens Point late 49-20 to win in week two. And despite the loss, they are still on track to win the division. So a win tonight would give them a 3-1 record, would drop Fond du Lac to 3-1, and put them in the driver's seat for the number one seed for the Group A playoffs, which will be a crossover with Group B. Of course, Fond du Lac being the number one team, and how Fond du Lac has performed this year, it's going to be a tough task for Bayport, coming off two straight losses. But I talked to the coach, Stephen Jorgensen, before the game this week, leading up to the game tonight. He said, I think them losing helps them the more that it hurts them. He thinks, obviously, they're going to get a better look, get a little bit more focus from this Bayport team than maybe you would have if they're 4-0. It might not make sense to some folks, but when you're 2-2, your back's on the wall, but you still have business to take care of. You can do that on your home home turf here at Bayport. Definitely something to pay attention to. So we'll see how that goes tonight. But in the loss to Nina last week, player you'll be hearing a lot of here tonight and hear a lot of over the next handful of years or months, I should say, is a young man named Jaden Montgomery. He's a linebacker by trade, but they started him at tailback or played him at tailback, and he accounted for three touchdowns, including the tying score in the fourth quarter and the go-ahead score in overtime. And as I mentioned, the Rockets would prevail in the extra period. Montgomery on the day last week, 9 carries, 52 yards, and 2 touchdowns. His third touchdown of the evening or of the night last week was a 90-yard kickoff return for a score as well. So Nina went ahead 7-0, and then Montgomery answered right back with a 90-yard kick return for a score. So you got to watch for him in all facets of the game. And Coach Jorgensen telling me that he'd be surprised if a little bit extra wrinkles thrown in for Jaden Montgomery against the Cardinals. Big game, got to pull out all the stops. Want to stop the 2-game losing skid, and the Cardinals their first loss of the year. Got to try what you could try, and we'll see what unfolds here tonight as we play here at at Bayport High School. Now, when you talk about Bayport as a team, Montgomery, one of their key guys, their quarterback is Eli Frank. Frank in last week's contest against Nina on the evening, finishing 9 of 17, 160 yards, no touchdowns, no picks. Also ran the ball 10 times for 39 yards. And some pretty good receivers, including a very good tight end, very good wide receiver, slot receiver, too, Mitch Merhalski, 5 catches, 139 yards for Merhalski in last week's contest against Nina. When it comes down to it, Frank, on the season, 32 of 55, 503 yards, 4 touchdowns and a pick, 72 yards rushing and 1 touchdown. Matt Grzybowski, their key running back. I mentioned Jaden Montgomery with 3 scores last week, including the kick return for the touchdown. Grzybowski, one of their primary backs, too. 91 carries, 494 yards in the season, and 8 touchdowns on the ground. And I really have not hit much in the passing department for Bayport. Merhalski has 10 catches to lead the team, 245 yards, and no touchdowns for Bayport on the year. So that's just a small glimpse of Bayport. I mentioned their runner-up finish in 2019, finishing 9-0 in the Fox River Classic. They've owned that league for years. 9-0 in the FRCC, 13-1 overall. And one loss was to Muskego in the D1 state championship game, losing 6 first-team all-conference players on offense, including co-offensive players of the year, Isaiah Gash at running back and Andrew Thomas at quarterback. Also lost 6 first-team all-conference players on defense, including the conference's defensive player of the year in Max Busen. I mentioned Montgomery. He's one of their key returners. First-team all-conference selection as a sophomore with 80 tackles, 11 tackles for loss, 3 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and 2 interceptions last time out. And he and his brother are a couple guys to watch. Kevin Montgomery, only a freshman, and he starts as well on the defensive side of the football. Jaden and Tevin Montgomery, both the sons of Packers defensive line coach Jerry Montgomery, who is obviously coaching some very good defensive linemen. Of course, Kenny Clark there, too. And Jaden Montgomery has 6 offers from Division I schools. Just recently picked up an offer from Troy State University down in Alabama. but he's got offers from Indiana State, North Dakota State, Northern Iowa, the University of Pennsylvania, Southern Illinois, and Troy. He also is drawing interest from the Wisconsin Badgers and his father's alma mater, the Iowa Hawkeyes. So some college looks and a strong junior season certainly probably going to propel him into even more looks as the season wears on here as season winds down, but going into hopefully a normal fall season in the fall here of 2021, which is just a few short months away here as we wrap up the alternate fall season and get ready for the real thing coming up here in just a few months. If you're wondering, these two teams have met before. It was kind of different to talk about some of these teams like a Green Bay Preble or a Manitowoc Lincoln, who the Cardinals have not matched up with for quite some time. In fact, I could not find a matchup against Preble in history, at least not in recent history. But the Cardinals and Pirates have met recently as the 2009 season. Cardinals actually won right here at Bayport, 14-13 victory. I'll take you all the way back to the Wayback Machine, looking at the sports stats for this one. Miles Greshel, shout out to Miles if you're listening. He scored the game-winning touchdown, or the go-ahead touchdown in the fourth quarter that helped the Cardinals get that victory back in 2009. That's the most recent meeting between these two schools here at Bayport, and between Bayport and Fond du Lac. So let's look at the matchup here tonight as the Cardinals take on the Bayport Pirates. And you're in tune with the Tim Cruz American Family Insurance pregame show on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ. Beautiful night for football here at Bayport. And we will take a quick timeout. We'll hear from Cardinals head coach Stephen Jorgensen coming up here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on Newstalk 1450 KFIZ.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4300 for our Ripon office.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Welcome back to the High School Football Pregame Show, brought to you by Tim Cruz, your American Family Insurance agent here in Fond du Lac. News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondy Cardinals and Bayport Pirates, one of the most anticipated matchups of the season here tonight. So we're talking with Cardinals head coach Stephen Jorgensen ahead of tonight's game. Coach, 63-3 last week over Preble. How much more you could say? Obviously giving up the 3 points early, not probably what you wanted to do, but 63 straight points, you can't really be too upset about that. Your takeaways from the win last week over Preble?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the scores. We've trailed in 3 of the 4 games this year, so I guess we've had a little adversity there. But besides that, we played great. I mean, offensively, once again, the big thing was big plays. We were able to hit on the big plays, both on the air and on the ground. We got some special playmakers in the backfield. We just know we got to get them onto that third level, and they're going to make plays when they get there. So the offensive line, I thought, which we talked about, was reshaped a little bit last week. 3 guys in new spots. I thought they played great. Made some early mistakes, but they communicated, made the adjustments, and then the rest of the way they played really well. And defensively played great. gave up three that first drive, so be it. They came back after that. They responded and were able to get off the field quickly, so that was awesome.
We talk a lot about Braylon Allen, Kyle Wall-Jasper on offense, and everybody's going to see their stats on offense, but and something you brought up before in our conversation is their role on the defensive side of the football. What have you seen from those guys on defense? Because they really need to be looked at as those two-way players, right?
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Wall, you don't see it many times nowadays, a quarterback starting to middle linebacker, and Braylon, everyone knew of him as a defensive player, but no, he was going to play running back. They both knew that going in when we were going to play this year. They're going to be going all game. There are studs, and we know that, and they got to lead us on both sides of the ball. They've done a great job with that so far, and they're going to have a great game tonight against Bayport on both sides of the ball for us to be successful.
You talk about the line play. You mentioned their performance. What are you expecting from them this week? Obviously, Preble, not the same level as a Bayport. What are you hoping to see from them going into tonight's matchup?
It's going to be a huge test. Bayport, they've put some guys from their O-line over on their D-line last week, so some big bodies over there. And we know on the offensive line, we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to move that line of scrimmage. And if we're able to, we got to really be aware of their inside backers. The Montgomery brothers are fast. They're downhill. They like to make plays. We got to cover them up and be physical on them so our backs can bust through there. But the defensive line, once again, is going to see the biggest offensive line they've faced as well. So it's going to be a physical game in the trenches, and that's what our kids love. So we're looking forward to seeing how the O-line and D-line compete.
Back to Braylon and Kyle and just the senior class as a whole, do you as a coach ever just kind of stop and say, wow, I can't believe what I'm watching here, the way these guys have performed, not just this year, but the past 4 years? Do you take some time as a coach just to really soak it in and watch these guys, or is there no time for that?
It's just zero surprise for me, because I just saw the way that this group handled themselves over this the shutdown and all these months, and they stayed ready. They didn't wait. There's people that said that we're waiting for a season, waiting for this, but they never waited. They just kept working, doing the right thing. And when I say the right thing, they were just continuing to work out, continue to stay in shape, continue to throw the football around, continue to take every opportunity. So when the season came, they were ready to go. So I'm just so happy for these guys that they're able to play. And we got a great game against Bayport here. So it's going to be very exciting to see them perform at a high level.
Bayport tonight, and it's pretty much a given that you're going to see some combination of Appleton North or Kimberly. Obviously, you don't want to get too far ahead of yourselves, but this is the kind of football you hope to play, the teams you hope to play against down the stretch, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Bayport's a very good young football team. I know you see the 2-2 record there, but when you watch the film, this is the best football team that we are going to play up to this point. Defense is young. They're playing a lot of underclassmen, but they're fast. They cause turnovers. They're going to close hard. They're going to get to the football, and they're going to be very well coached and sound. The one thing is they're very sound on the defensive side of the ball, and offensively we've seen what they've been able to do over the last few years, scoring the football. Now the last 2 weeks, that the points haven't racked up for them like they had hoped, and I know that, but they've got a big physical offensive line, and they've got playmakers, and for them it's they win, they're in first in our division, so they're playing for a division championship as well. We know we're going to get their best punch, and it's going to be a great battle, but our guys are ready to go.
For Bayport, you mentioned the 2-2 record. Obviously, both those losses were by one score apiece, and it came down to a two-point conversion in overtime against Nina. So many great playmakers, despite losing a number of all-conference athletes, and really the one that people are going to gravitate their eyes to is Jaden Montgomery. He played some tailback last week. I know he's a force at linebacker. Your thoughts on seeing him on film?
Yeah, he's a great football player. He pops off the film. It's not just highlight plays. It's an every down kid who gets to the ball every single down. He's always around the football, and he causes turnovers. His younger brother's going to be very good too. Who's playing next to him? Who's just a freshman? But it's kind of that whole defense there. They're fast. They're young, and they're getting better every single game. So they're playing very well. And this is a team offensively too. The Grzybowski kid at tailback. I know he's had a few slower games here the last two, but he's a very good football player, along with Montgomery now playing some offense. So I know they really want to get their offense going, and it's our job to really keep that thing slowed down and bottled up, and that's what we're going to try to do.
I know there's a little sibling rivalry in this. You and your brother have any wagers on this game?
No wagers. I love my brother. He's I hurt when he loses, but this one I want him to lose, so I love him, and it's going to be exciting just for the family with my dad being on our staff here, and then my coaching is my brother. Great friends. We scrimmage Bayport. We're close with their staff, so it's going to be a fun game, and it's exciting for the kids because usually we scrimmage them, and now we get to play them in a regular season type game. So for both programs, it's going to be fun.
Your dad's not playing mediator, is he?
No, he is not. He will not. He's pulling for us on this one.
Keys to the game, I imagine they start in the trenches.
Hey, every single week I'm going to say the same thing. We got to win in the trenches. This is a big front offensively and defensively. We know how we got to play football, but and offensively we got a we've got a good running attack, and a lot of times we haven't been able to show our passing attack because of how the games have kind of gone, but those playmakers are going to have to make plays. They've kind of waited, and I think this is the week where they're going to have to really step up through the air, and we got guys to do that. And then defensively, getting off the field, creating turnovers, short memory. We've done a great job. We've fallen down. We've made the adjustments. They just got to continue to do that. But I feel like we're going to get some punches thrown at us this week, and I can't wait to say can't wait to see the way that our kids punch back.
Coach, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Small town, huge flavors. In the heart of Eden, Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
All right, welcome back to Bayport High School, getting set for tonight's action between the Fond du Lac Cardinals and the Bayport Pirates. Beautiful night for football, about 57 degrees. And we've got the start of tonight's contest coming up here shortly. And we have a senior night introduction going on here, so let's tell you about the rest of the conference here. Thought we had the national anthem coming up there, but they sent it down to the field for senior night introductions here. But as we look at the standings of the Fox Valley Classic, Group A, you mentioned Fond du Lac at 3-0, 4-0 overall, Bayport at 2-1 and 2-2, Neenah 2-2, 2-2, Stevens Point 1-2, 2-2, and Green Bay Preble 0-3 and 1-3. Looking at Fox Valley Classic Group B, pretty good one just down the road from us, drove by the school, actually. Kimberly Dickey on Appleton North. Both teams at 4-0 overall, 3-0 in Group B. Pulaski at 2-2 and 2-2. Ashwaubenon 0-3 and 1-3. And Appleton East at 0-3 and 1-3. In Group C, DePere unbeaten there, 3-0 in league play, 4-0 overall. Oshkosh West at 2-1 and 2-2. Appleton West at 2-2 and 3-2. Manitowoc Lincoln 1-2 and 1-4. And Green Bay Southwest at 0-3 and 0-4. And in Group D, how about the Oshkosh North Spartans? 3-0 in conference play, 3-1 overall. Sheboygan North, 3-0 and 3-2. Green Bay East, 1-2 and 1-3. Sheboygan South, 1-2 and 1-3. And Green Bay West, so far 0 for the season. In fact, it sounds like Green Bay West might have the end of their season. Low numbers and other issues as well for Green Bay West, but they are not playing this week in Group D. Kimberly Appleton North matchup, the highlight matchup, and as you've been paying attention to listening to our talks with Travis Wilson and such over the week or so, following some of the chatter on social media, Fond du Lac likely going to play some combination of Kimberly and Appleton North over the next couple weeks here. Where those games will be played, still up in the air, but we'll see what happens here tonight. We'll be nice to go into a 5-0 record and head into a game against either Kimberly or Appleton North. If Fondy wins tonight, it would likely take on the loser of the Kimberly-Appleton North game next week. And should the Cardinals fall here tonight to Bayport, they would likely play as the winner of Kimberly-Appleton North. So we'll see what happens with that. Of course, we're going to be following that as best we can here this evening. But it's going to be a fun stretch here. And a fun season, regardless if you're a Cardinal fan. But Fondy taking on Bayport tonight, and likely matchup with Kimberly and Appleton North on the horizon. Bayport seniors given the microphone and allowed to announce their parents. That's pretty cool. Neat way to honor the seniors here. And we now have our national anthem here, so we will take time out here. Actually, let's keep it right here for our national anthem and bring it to you live here in KFIZ.
What's so far we have just twilight like us whose frost stripes and bright stars over this fight for the last we watch the gallant history and
outside of the elements again, but despite a cloudy trip up, it is a beautiful night for football. About 57 degrees in the Howard Suamico area, just north of Titletown, USA. So Lambeau coming in on I-41. And Fondi will move from south to north here. And Bayport north to south to start action here. We're positioned at about the 30-yard line on the south side of the field here. Field orientated north to south. High school is on the southwest corner of the view here. Baseball and softball diamonds behind us. My 10 miles of cable to get to the power outlet behind us here, but that's where they put it, so that's what I got to do. So it is what it is. Justin Chevrolet will boot away here for the Cardinals, as Fond du Lac will start on defense. The run-up and the kick is away from Chevrolet, and it gets fielded at about the 25 after a little almost fumble there. Returned and first down and 10 coming up for Bayport. Matt Grzybowski, the senior, as Keegan Henschel makes the stop for Fondi. Cardinals on defense first, as Fondi takes the field on defense, and they get the overrated chant right away. How about that? I haven't even played a snap. So first down and 10, ball spotted at the 29, their own 29-yard line for the Bayport Pirates. Pirates coming out, one receiver. Make that two receivers out to the right-hand side. Grzybowski, the tailback. Lined up behind the quarterback, Eli Frank. Frank calling out the signals. A man coming in motion behind the formation here. Make the handoff, ball's on the carpet. And I think Frank was able to get back on it. Yes, he was. So second down coming up. Fumble snap of the first play of the game. Second down and 10 coming up for the Pirates. Just underway on the Quest Interior scoreboard from Bayport. Actually lost three. So second and 13 coming up from the 26. Second down and 13 from the 26. Two receivers right, one to the left, one man in the backfield behind Eli Frank. Man coming in motion from left to right. Frank going to keep it himself. Frank going to run. Frank's got the edge. And a nice game for Eli Frank. Tyler Vandeslunt gets the care, or gets the tackle, I should say. Third and short coming up, a third and two. So a gain of 11 on the play up to the 37, their own 37 for Bayport. Third and two for the Pirates. Receiver on either side, one man in the backfield for Frank. A man coming in motion. Hand off here, going straight ahead, powering forward, getting across the 40 and up to the 41. That's Chris Bosky, and that should be Bayport first down. Pirates move the chains. 10:25 and counting left to play, first and 10 up to their own 42 here in this first quarter. Sun needs to set faster because I can only hold my hand up so much. First and 10 from the 42 here for Bayport. Two receivers to the left and one to the right. One man in the backfield. Halsey coming in motion behind the formation. Frank going to look. Pass. Pass is caught out of the near sideline across midfield and spilled across the midfield to the Cardinal territory. There's Sam Berry, the junior receiver. And that will be second down and short coming up here. Second down and short. Should be about second and two or second and one here. Cardinal 48-yard line. Second down and one. Official spot is the 49. Frank calling out the signals. Back shifts. Frank calling out the signals. Snap taken. Frank steps up in the pocket and evades the defender. Gets out of tackle there once and skirts ahead to about the 45. That should be enough for a first down for Bayport, and it is. Petchel makes the stop, but not until Frank gets the first down. All spotted at the Cardinals 42. First and 10 from the Fond du Lac 42-yard line. First and 10 for the 42, 9:07 and counting left to play in this first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. So scoreless here from Bayport. First and 10 for the 42, as we said. Receiver split out to the near side. I think that two is Halsey comes in motion here. Is the fake handoff. Frank going to look to throw. Pass is intercepted right there at the 38. Tyler Vandeslunt picks it off. And the Cardinals turn him back on defense as Vandeslunt was right there. It was like he was almost the intended receiver on the play. And Tyler Vandeslunt turns the ball over for Bayport. And the Cardinals get it first and 10 at their own 37, 8:42 to play here in this first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. See if the big play hitter can happen here. First and 10 from the 37. We've seen many one-play scores for the Cardinals here this year. We'll see if it happens again. Receiver on either side. Here's the handoff to Braylon Allen. Allen chugs ahead, and he gets up to the 40. Second down coming up. I jinxed it there by talking about it. Gain of 2, second and 8 for the Cardinals. Second and 8 up to their own 39 after the run by Allen. 8:15 left to play here in this first quarter, second and 8 from their own 39. Two receivers out to the near side, one to the far side. Out of the backfield, next to Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper going to look, going to throw, pass is caught, and getting up close to midfield. Pass on the play, or that's reception made by Tyler Killeen. And that will be enough for a Cardinal first down. Wind picking up here, top row of the bleachers, gets pretty windy. Next play run by the Cardinals, surging ahead is Braylon Allen. And he gets a couple on the play. Second down, we'll give him four. Second and six for Fond du Lac here. Arms are getting tired trying to block out the sun here. Two receivers either side, empty backfield for Wall Jasper. Now Allen comes behind him with the formation. Here's the option pitch to Allen. Allen's got it around the right side. Allen still going. Allen spilled across the 30 of Mayport. Braylon Allen rumbles for the first down. Clark makes the tackle for Bayport, but the Cardinals further into Pirate territory. First and 10 from their own, or from the Bayport 31, excuse me. First and 10 from the 31. Two receivers left and one to the right. Here's the handoff to Allen. Allen tries the middle. Now goes out to the outside. And he'll get a few on the play. Second down coming up. Corshane making the tackle. A.J. Corshane, the defensive back for Bayport. Second down coming up. 6:59 to play in the first quarter. So scoreless on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Gain of three, second and seven for the Bayport 28. Receiver out to the left here. And Wall Jasper the handoff to Drew Miller. Miller tries to go to the left-hand side. Can't get much there. Third down coming up. Third down here for Fondi. Third and six from the 27. Third and six from the 27 for the Cardinals here. Two receivers on either side. Wall Jasper all alone in the backfield. A man comes in motion across the formation from left to right. Wall Jasper looking to throw. Wall Jasper rainbow is down the middle of the field. Overshot his receiver. Incomplete to the end zone. Intended for Braylon Allen. It's fourth down. Fourth down coming up here for Fondi. Fourth and six from the 27. And they'll be going for it here. Fourth and six from the 27. First down would be at the 21 of Bayport. One receiver either side. Man coming in motion from left to right. Allen the tailback behind Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper fakes it to him. Wall Jasper's got a clear lane right-hand side. Wall Jasper fighting through the tackle, still on his feet. Wall Jasper out on the tackler, into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals! Kyle Wall Jasper, 27 yards on fourth and six, and Fondi's up 6-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Nice run by Wall Jasper, just kept it going, and he's into the end zone. As Fondi scores first, and Justin Chevrolet will be on to try the extra point. Ball's down, kick is on the way, kick is up from Chevrolet, and it is good. 6:08 left to play in the first quarter. Fond du Lac draws first blood. They lead 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. More after this on KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
6:08 left to play in this first quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here from Bayport, Cardinals strike first on a 27-yard touchdown run from Kyle Walljasper. On a fourth down and six play. And the Cardinals lead 7-0 with 6:08 left to play here in this first quarter. Kick is away, bobbled, and it's on the turf. Grabowski gets it, and he gets brought down. Nice play in there to knock him down. David MacArthur on special teams making the tackle. As Grabowski, for the second time, I don't know if he just wasn't anticipating the ball coming to him, but he tried to catch the ball on a hop, and it popped out of his hands briefly, but able to recover and take it back. 6 minutes on the button left to play. In the first quarter, Bayport starting first and 10 at the 16. First and 10 for the 16. Two receivers out to the right. One to the left, Grzybowski behind Eli Frank, the quarterback. And coming in motion across the formation, Frank going to run with it. Frank goes to the right-hand side, powers forward, gets what he can. Maybe a gain of two or so on the play. Second down coming up. They only gave him one, second and nine. Second and nine here for Bayport. First drive for the Pirates ended on an interception. Tyler Vandeplunk getting the pitch, and that led to the touchdown run for Walljasper. Two receivers left, one to the right. One man in the backfield, sending one man in motion. As Frank got a look to throw, pass is caught. Berry makes the catch, but he's met almost immediately. Sam Berry with the reception. And making the tackle is Josh Reitz for Ponte. Third down here for the Pirates. Third and two after a gain of about seven of the pass play to Berry. Bayport looking to move the sticks here. Third and two from their own 24. Trailing 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers left and one to the right. One man to the backfield here, sending a man in motion. That's Verhalski. Here's a handoff coming straight ahead, getting slammed down as Grzybowski, but should be enough for a first down, and it is. And Bayport moves the sticks. It'll be first down and 10. First and 10 up to the 27, their own 27 here, with 4:32 and counting left to play first quarter. Cadillac 7 and Bayport nothing here from Bayport. First and 10 from their own 27. Berry, the lone receiver, out to the left and one man out to the right. One man in the backfield. Now they shifted formation here as Grzybowski comes to the right of Frank. Frank rolls out to his right. Pressure coming, evades a couple of tacklers and gets ahead across the 30 and up to about the 33 or so for Bayport. Justin Chevrolet with the tackle. In five on the play, second down and five from about the 32, their own 32. That sun right in my eyes. Second and five from the 32 for Bayport. One man in the backfield now. And coming in motion from right to left. Here's the handoff going straight ahead. Grzybowski getting there. And he gets two, maybe three of the play, it looks like. Raylan Allen and a host of other Cardinals making the stop. Got two on the play, third and three. Up to the 34, their own 34. Third and three from the 34, their own 34. One receiver left. One man in the backfield. Frank looking. Frank throwing. Pass caught and evading a defender and getting across midfield into Cardinal territory. Finally roped down across the 45 is Joel Preston, the junior receiver, Joel Preston. And a nice pass play from Frank to Preston moves the chains into Cardinal territory at the 44. First and 10 from the 44 for Fadillac. The pronunciation challenge continues. How many different pronunciations can the public address announcer have for one team? present for the 44th. 2.5 minutes to play here in this first quarter. Fondi leads 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Two receivers right, and a whistle here. Flag comes out. Delay of game on Bayport. So that'll push him back to the 49, the Fond du Lac 49. 2:23 left to play here in this first quarter. First and 15 coming up. First and 15 from the 49 here for Bayport. Two receivers right. Shift in formation. Tailback now behind Frank, the quarterback. Frank taking the snap. Frank dropping back. Frank got a rainbow down the middle of the field along the sideline and dropped at the 10. His man catches that. That is Mitch Merhalski. He could have caught that one at the 10, but it fell incomplete. Second and 15 coming up here for Bayport. 2:05 to play in the first quarter. Second and 15 from the 49. Two receivers right. One man in the backfield. Shifting to the right of Eli Frank. Now he shifts to the left. Comes in motion from the right-hand side. A little counterplay here as Frank goes ahead. Make the handoff to Grzybowski. Went ahead to about the 46. Third down and 12. Third and long coming up from the Fond du Lac 46. Going to be a passing down here. For the Pirates. 93 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. Third and 12 from the 46. On receiver either side. Stop for the bleachers here. Here's the fake handoff. Frank coming. And Braylon Allen almost kept him but can't get him down. Frank still going. And he'll get slammed down at the 45. Braylon Allen nearly had him dead in the water in the backfield, but Frank able to evade him. And it will be fourth down from the 45. Got about one in the play, so fourth and 11 coming up from the 46. And the Pirates will be punting here this evening, matey. Under a minute to play here in this first quarter, Isfani leads 7-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. David MacArthur back there for the Cardinals. 35 seconds left. Low snap to the punter. Here it is. It's away. Nice kick. And it will be fielded at about the 10-yard line. Heading up the far sideline. Getting up to about the 20 is Josh Reitz. First down and 10 here for the Cardinals with 20.9 seconds left to play in this first quarter. And Fondi 7, Bayport nothing on the Quest Interior scoreboard. First and 10 from the 20 on the button here. First and 10 from the 20, as we said. Cardinals to the line with 20 seconds left. First and 10 from the 20. Allen coming in motion. Take the handoff to him. Wall Jasper gets the edge. Wall Jasper going to the far sideline and steps out of bounds at about the 30 with 15 seconds left to play here in this first quarter. That should be a first down, and it is. First and 10 from the 30. Fans doing their own Cardinals first down chant that we usually hear at home games. And first and 10 from the 30, 15 seconds left. Cardinals lining up one receiver out to the left-hand side. Allen the tailback. And here's the handoff to Braylon Allen going straight ahead, powers forward, gets across the 35, and up to about the 36, second down coming up. And that should be the end of the first quarter, and it is. So through one quarter of play, Fond du Lac with the only score, a 27-yard touchdown run from Kyle Walljasper. And as we head to the second quarter, your score on the Quest Interior scoreboard, 97, Bayport nothing. High school football continues after this at KFIZ.
Through your life goals, shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
KFIZ Sports. Our teams play here.
Welcome back here to Bayport. Getting ready for second quarter action here this evening as Fond du Lac leads the Pirates 7-0 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Quest Interiors with locations in Fond du Lac and Oshkosh. Cardinals facing a second down and three from their own 37. Braylon Allen with the last play of the first quarter. As Fondy comes out here, second and three from the 37. Receiver on either side, Allen to the right of Walljasper in the formation. Walljasper calling out the signals. Walljasper with a handoff to Allen. Allen's got room, tries to spin out of a tackler, gets brought down at about the 41. And that should be enough for a first down, and it is. First and 10 for the Cardinals. First and 10, up to their own 41 for the Cardinals. First and 10 for the 42, actually. Same formation, one receiver either side. Allen, right behind Walljasper. Now they send Khalid in motion. Head off to Allen. Allen going straight ahead. Couldn't break the last tackler. And nice tackle made, but another first down for the Cardinals as he gets to the Bayport territory across midfield and down to about the 46 of the Pirates. First and 10 from the Bayport 46 forthcoming. 11:30 left to play before halftime. Fondy 7, Bayport nothing on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One receiver on either side of the line for the Cardinals here. Allen the tailback. And fake the handoff to him. Walljasper pass across the middle. Nice pass caught across the 30. And touchdown inside the 25 and down to about the 20. Nice reception there for Fond du Lac. Michael Schulmisch with the reception for Fondy. Tight end route. Kind of looking like seam route for the tight end. So first and 10 to the 21-yard line for Fondy of Bayport here. As the Cardinals come out, one receiver left. Braylon Allen, the tailback. Walljasper going to keep it himself. Walljasper cuts it back. Walljasper to the end zone. Touchdown! Trucks the man as he goes into the end zone. Kyle Walljasper, 22 yards out this time. And Fondy takes a 13-0 lead on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Cardinals up two scores as Justin Chevrel comes in to try the extra point. .10:42 left to play here in this first half. Chevrel's extra point on the way. It's up. And it's good. 10:42 left to play here in this first half. Fond du Lac now leading Bayport 14-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on KFIZ.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat. Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Fire up the grill and enjoy Eden's Lean Sirloin Burgers with mushroom and Swiss, or cheddar and bacon, or turn up the heat with Eden's Jalapeno and Pepper Jack Burgers. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Welcome back to Bayport High School. 10:42 left to play in this first half as the Bonnie Cardinals have a 14-0 lead on Bayport. Apparently Justin Shebrill's last name is now Sherbert. And his last name also apparently rhymes with gerbil. Did not know that. I know that's not the case. Kyle Walljasper with a 22-yard touchdown run to make it 14-0. And here's Shebrill's kickoff. It's fielded at the 25, and coming across the 35, Pyle fights forward across the 35 to about the 37 or so. That's Grzybowski again. First down and 10 coming up for the Pirates. Interception on their first drive and a punt on their second drive. Looking for better results here on drive number 3 for the Pirates. And it's 36 left to play before halftime. And Fondi has a 2-score lead, 14-0 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Pirates coming out here with one receiver on either side of the line, one man in the backfield. As Frank takes the snap, man comes in motion. And here's the handoff here to Grzybowski. He gets up across the 40. And up to about the 41, second down coming up for the Pirates. Miller with the stop there. Second down at 7 after the gain of 3 by Grzybowski. Second and 7 from their own 41. Two receivers out to the left. It comes in motion. On the formation now, Frank looking, throwing, pass is caught, and that's Barry. Barry getting up close to midfield. Sam Barry, the junior, 6'1", 185 with the reception. And that is enough for a Bayport first down. First and 10 up to their own 47-yard line. Under 10 minutes to play here in this first half is Bayport looking to better result this drive, like we said. Receivers left. One man in the backfield. Now Barry coming in motion. Frank dropping back. Frank looking, throwing across the middle of the field. Got his man, and pass is caught and brought down inside the 5. That is Verhulski. Mitch Verhulski, a big gainer all the way down to the Cardinals' 4-yard line. And the Pirates are in business, first and goal with 9:49 left to play in this first quarter. And got behind the defense, Merhalski, the senior receiver, mentioned him, their leading receiver on the year so far. As Sonny now on their heels, first and goal from the 4. As Eli Frank will take the snap here. Frank, handoff, Grzybowski coming ahead. Grzybowski toward the end zone. Did he get in? And they're going to say he is stopped short. Second down and goal coming up. Second down and goal for the 1 coming up. Second and goal from 1-yard line here for the Pirates. Second and goal from the 1. Two receivers left. Grzybowski, the tailback. Frank takes a snap, and he'll go straight ahead, and he is in. Touchdown, Bayport.
Touchdown!
Eli Frank, the 1 yard touchdown run. And the Bayport Pirates cut the Fond du Lac Cardinals lead in half, 14-6, with 8:32 left to play. As they should in Packer country, they played some Todd Rundgren when they score. And the extra point forthcoming here for the Pirates. Ball is down, kick is on the way, and the kick is no good. Cole Deppler, no good on the extra point, so the score not quite in half, but it is a one-score game. 8:32 left to play in the second quarter. Fond du Lac's lead is now 14-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on KFIV.
I've got a math question for you. When you add tolerance, subtract prejudice, and multiply efforts to treat one another with respect, what do you get? Less division. And school sports have it down to a science. Looking for an example of what can happen when we realize there's more that unites us than divides us? Look no further than high school sports in Wisconsin.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
Right back here to Bayport, Eli Frank with the 1 yard touchdown run on second and goal for the Pirates. And the extra point was no good by Deppler. And the Bayport Pirates score for the first time this evening. Successful third drive after an interception on their first drive, a punt on their second drive. The Pirates get on the board, although the extra point was no good. It's 14-6 here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And a nice return from MacArthur. MacArthur in the clear. MacArthur, 30. MacArthur will return it to the house. Touchdown, Cardinals. David MacArthur returns the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown. And just like that, the Cardinals answer. David MacArthur with the return. 20-6, Foddy with 8:20 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard here before halftime. He's talking about how successful drive for Bayport, getting ready to call the kickoff. And David MacArthur returns it for a score. Probably close to a 90-yard return. Didn't see where he caught it. And Chevrolet's extra point is no good this time either. So a blocked extra point on the kickoff return for a score. But regardless, the Cardinals answer with 8:20 left to play in the second quarter here on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Sorry about that. It is Fond du Lac 20 and Bayport 6. High school football continues after this.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap out a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters the most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at American Family Insurance at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. 53783.
American Family Insurance.
At Irtec Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-672-7742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
And back here to Bayport, the kickoff by Chevrolet returned across the 30-yard line. Nice return by Bayport as the Pirates and Cardinals trade blows. The Cardinals give up the touchdown run by Eli Frank on the second and goal, and then David MacArthur returns the ensuing kickoff for a score. Both extra points on the last two scoring plays were no good. The kick for Bayport was no good, and the kick for Chevrolet was blocked. So we are at 20-6 with 8:15 left to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard. First and 10 now from their own 32 here for Bayport. And the Pirates coming out, one receiver on either side, one man in the backfield here, as Eli Frank will find some running room up the middle. Frank still going, and Frank taken down, and that should be enough for a first down, getting up to the 45, their own 45. So a nice run for Frank. Cut it out to the left-hand side. Now turned it back to the middle on the run there. And Bayport moving the chains here. 8 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Cadillac 20 and Bayport 6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. First and 10 from the 44 for Bayport. Two receivers left and one to the right. And coming in motion across the formation. Pass is over the hands of Barry, the intended receiver. A little too tall for Barry there. Second down and 10 coming up from the 44, their own 44, 7:36 to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard from Bayport High School. Second and 10 from the 44 here for the Pirates. Two receivers out to the right, none to the left. Rizbowski, the tailback here for Bayport. And coming in motion across the formation. Frank going to take it right-hand side. Breland Allen meets him right there and stuffs him back. Men at the line of scrimmage, third down and 9 coming up for Bayport. Breland with a hit right there as Frank right got to the line of scrimmage. He gave a 1, third and 9 from the 45. A big third down here for the Fondy defense. The ideal to force a punt here with 7:05 to play. Another chance for your offense to take the field. Two receivers left. Man coming in motion from left to right now in the backfield. Frank pump fakes once. Being chased, he'll look down the field and incomplete. A little push off there down the far sideline, it looked like, by Sam Berry. Thinking he's Devontae Adams down there, maybe, or Marquez Valdez-Scantling, and no such luck here on the high school level. It'll be a 4th and 9 coming up. Trying to work in some Packer references, being near Titletown tonight. It'll be a 4th and 9 from the 45, and the Pirates will be punting away here, my friends. Reitz and MacArthur back to receive the punt here. Kick is away. Nice high kick. End of a end. It'll bounce. Take a Pirate roll. And die close to the 20. So first and 10 coming up for Fond du Lac. 6:36 left to play here before halftime. Fondy 20 and Bayport 6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. First and 10 from the 24, the official down and distance. First and 10 from the 24. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Now Allen comes in motion across the formation. Wall Jasper. Wants the edge. Wall Jasper dragging a tackler with him. And a nice run for Wall Jasper on the play. Gain of about 4 on the play. 2nd and 6 coming up for the Cardinals. Second and 6 from the 29 here for Fondy. One receiver out to the near side. Allen, the tailback next to Wall Jasper, will hand it to Braylon. Braylon going ahead. Braylon burst through the defenders. Braylon near sideline. Braylon tiptoes out of bounds. Another first down for Fondy. Nice job by Braylon, keeping it moving down the field. And he gets pushed out of bounds at the Cardinals 48. First and 10 from the 48 after the run by Braylon Allen. 5:55 to play. Triple nickels left to play in this first half. Fondy 20, Bayport 6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. One receiver out to the near side. Allen right behind Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper calling out the signals. Wall Jasper turns, hands, Allen. Allen's got the edge. Allen, 40. Allen, 30. Allen, 20. Allen is gone. Braylon Allen, touchdown, Cardinals. 48-yard touchdown run for, or make that 52-yard touchdown run for Braylon Allen. And the Cardinals make it 26-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Justin Shebrill, not Sherbrill, not Sherbet either. He's on to try the extra point. Here it is. It's up, and this one is up and good. 5:46 left to play before halftime. Fondy up 27-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Back here to Bayport, 5:46 to play before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. And the Cardinals get a 52-yard touchdown run from Braylon Allen to extend their lead out to 27-6 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. I don't mean to pile on someone when they're making mistakes that are easily correctable, but at least two different pronunciations for Justin Shebrill's name, who's kicking this kickoff away. And it will be fielded at the 8-yard line. And nice play made on the play, tackled on the kick return there for the Cardinals. Bryden Eigenbrode with the kick for the tackle, for the Cardinals. First and 10 from the 22, their own 22 for Bayport, with 5:41 to play. Here in the second quarter, the Taco Bell halftime show coming up in just moments. First down at 10 from the 22 for Bayport. Two receivers out to the left, and one man in the backfield. Coming in motion is Perry. Landed here to Grzybowski. Grzybowski's got the edge. Grzybowski, 40. Grzybowski down the far sideline, still going into Cardinal territory, and finally dragged down at about the 42 of Fond du Lac. Just got the edge along the left-hand side and kept running all the way down the sideline and into Cardinal territory for a Pirate first down. First and 10 all the way down to the Fond du Lac 42. Cardinal defense looking to turn it back here. First and 10 from the 42. Shift in formation here. One receiver either side. Grzybowski, the tailback still. Eli Frank going to keep it. Frank gets to about the 40 maybe. And it will be second down coming up after a gain of about two. Get you some scores here at halftime. Second and 8 from the 40 here. 5 minutes left to play in the second quarter. Bayport with a second and 8 for the Cardinals 40. Two receivers right. And coming in motion from right to left. Grzybowski gets the handoff here. He's got lots of room. Grzybowski in the clear. Grzybowski to the end zone. Tiptoes the sidelines. Touchdown, Bayport. And hold on a minute here, folks. Whistles on the play. Is there a flag that I did not see? Yes, there is. There's a hanky at the right about the 39 at Fond du Lac. And I think this one will be coming back, to say the least. Some choice words, some non-PG words coming from the Bayport student section over there. And we'll wrap out the touchdown run from Grzybowski. Hold on the play. Didn't see what it was, but it'll push him back to the 49. First or second down coming up, second down at 18. Second and 18, so a 10-yard penalty. 4:42 left, wipe out the touchdown run from Grzybowski. Cardinals will take that. Instead of giving up the touchdown, you push him back. Second and 18 from the Fondy 49 here. Two receivers to the left. Now Barry coming in motion from left to right. There's the handoff. Grzybowski getting the edge again. Grzybowski still going left-hand side, getting down the sideline, and another big run for Grzybowski. Wow. That'll be what you need to get the first down there for Bayport. All the way down to the 23. So a 26-yard run for Grzybowski. Last three plays have been Grzybowski runs. They found something there. First and 10 down to the 23. First and 10 from the 23 for Bayport from the Fond du Lac 23. Barry coming in from the right-hand side. And Frank will keep it himself. And he gets brought down right away. Second down coming up for the Pirates. No gain on the play, number 99. Second down and 11 coming up from the Cardinals 24. 4:10 and counting left to play before halftime. Monty 27 and Bayport 6. Here in this final Group A game of 2021. Two receivers out to the left. Grzybowski the tailback again. Frank coming in left-hand side. Now cuts it back to the middle, and Frank gets brought down. Nice run by Eli Frank, the quarterback. Miller brings him down. Third down coming up. Third down and manageable here for Bayport. Third down and 4 after the gain of 7. Third and 4 from the 17 of Fond du Lac here. One receiver left, two to the right. Man coming in motion from the right-hand side. Hand off Grzybowski. Going back out. Got the right edge. Grzybowski will get to the end zone this time. No flags. Touchdown, Bayport. Touchdown! 17-yard run for Matthew Grzybowski. And Bayport back in the board, 27-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. So the Pirates will try for the extra point. Depler will come in to try the extra point here for the Pirates. Kick is out of the way, and the kick is up, and it is no good. A doink. I didn't know Cody Parkey had high school eligibility yet. So extra point is no good, and with 3:10 to play before halftime, the score is Fond du Lac 27 and Bayport 12. High school football continues after this on KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
All right, back here from Bayport. 3:10 left to play. before halftime on the West Interior scoreboard, Fondy 27 and Bayport 12 here just before halftime. 17-yard run from Matt Grzybowski, but extra point no good for Deppler. And the Pirates will settle for just six that time, a little dribbler kick, trying to keep it out of the hands of MacArthur or Braylon Allen after MacArthur's kickoff return for a score. Earlier in this half, as Fondy will have a first down and 10, first and 10 from their own 35 with 3:05 to play before halftime. Here from Bayport. First and 10 from the 36. Make that. First and 10 from the 36 for the Cardinals here. Two receivers right, one to the left. Allen to the left of Walljasper. Walljasper looking, throwing, pass is caught by Tyler Colleen. Nice pass play, a quick pass to get the first down up to about the 46. It'll be second or first down and 10 coming up. Or make that Reitz. The Reitz or Colleen. One of the two. They gave it to Reitz, I'll give it to Reitz too. Under three to play. First and 10 from the 46. 46. As here's the handoff. Going straight ahead. And getting up to about midfield is Braylon Allen. Nice run for Braylon. Second down coming up with 2.5 to play before halftime. Gain of 5 on the play. Second down. And 5. Ball spotted at the Bayport 49. 2:18 left in this first half. Second and 5 for the 49 here for the Cardinals. Two receivers left and one to the right. Should make that two receivers on either side. Walljasper all alone in the backfield. Got a look to throw. Pass is caught near side. And make that drop. Intended for Tyler Colleen. Third down at 5. The incomplete pass to Colleen. Colleen that time. the play. Third and 5 from the 49 here for Fondy. Cardinals coming out here with two receivers out to the right, one to the left. One man to the backfield. Walljasper makes the handoff to Allen. Walljasper with pressure coming, going to tuck it and run. Walljasper's got the first down and drags a tackler inside the 40. It is brought down at about the 39 of Bayport. Minute 50 left to play. First down Cardinals out of the Bayport 39. And 44 and counting left to play before halftime. Fondy 27 and Bayport 12. Two receivers out to the right, one to the left. Walljasper fakes the handoff. Walljasper being pressured. Walljasper breaks the tackle, cuts it back to the middle. Walljasper got some room. Walljasper cuts it back outside. Walljasper 15, 10, 5. Walljasper will get knocked out of bounds inside the 5. Looked like a dead play in the backfield. Turns up to be a first down run, a first down and goal for the Cardinals after the long run by Walljasper. First down and goal at the 1. Wow. First and goal from the 1 for Fondy. Minute 17 left to play here before halftime. One receiver out here to the left-hand side. And here's the handoff. Allen just walks in. Touchdown, Fond du Lac. Touchdown, Cardinals. A little extracurricular there maybe at the end. But Braylon Allen scores from 1 yard out. Fondy 33, Bayport 12. Ah, the sound of stomping on aluminum in the evening. Averill on to try the extra point here for the Cardinals. Kick is up. It's on the way, and the kick is up and good. Minute 14 left to play before halftime. Fond du Lac 34, Bayport 12. High school football continues after this on News Talk 1450.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Fire up the grill and enjoy Eden's lean sirloin burgers with mushroom and Swiss, or cheddar and bacon, or turn up the heat with Eden's jalapeno and pepper jack burgers. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
All right, back here from Bayport. Our score on the Quest Interior scoreboard with a minute 14 to play before halftime is Fond du Lac 34 and Bayport 12. Braylon Allen with a one-yard touchdown run set up by the long run from Kyle Walljasper. All the way down to the one, Allen finished off the drive for his second touchdown of the evening. And the Cardinals now lead 34-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard as Chevrel boots this one away. Nice high kick from Chevrel, curling to the near side. Ball's on the carpet and tripped up right at the 20. Nice play by the Cardinals to get down there and make the tackle. Sylvester Drew Miller bringing him down. And that will be where the Pirates start, first and 10, with a minute 10 left to play before halftime. On the Quest Interior scoreboard, again, Fondy 34 and Bayport 12 here on this Friday evening in Hackerland, USA. First and 10 for the 20 for the Pirates here. Pirates coming out here. Two receivers out to the near side. And one man in the backfield. Berry coming in motion. I'll hand it off to Grzybowski. And Grzybowski gets about one on the play. Second down coming up with 60 seconds left before halftime on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Sam Wood credited with the stop there for the Cardinals. Second down coming up. Frank will look to throw. Frank throwing. Pass is caught enough for a first down. Getting up to the 35. A nice pitch and catch. That is the tight end, Nate Horstek, the 6'7 tight end. First down for the Pirates here. As Bayport moves the sticks. First and 10 from the 36, their own 36. Here's the handoff to Grzybowski. Grzybowski tries to get the edge, does briefly, and then gets spilled across the 40 to about the 41. And a timeout here taken by the Pirates with 22 seconds left to play before halftime. Be a second down on the 41 coming up here. Coming up at halftime, we'll recap the first half. As we do, take a look at some news headlines from the Wisconsin Radio Network coming up. And your CBS Sports Brief on the way as well. Part of our halftime show. Brewers allegedly played a baseball game today. Your Cup fan listing, it was a good game. If you're a Brewer fan, it wasn't. Tell you more about that at halftime. Second and 6 coming up here from the 41 for Bayport here. Second and 6 for the 41 for the Pirates. One receiver out to the left-hand side. Pass. Skips on the turf, and oh, that one could have been picked off, but is incomplete. It was Vandeslund, I think, over there. Thought he could have got it off the carom. An Antonio Freeman type play there, but no such luck there. Third and 6 coming up. 18 seconds left before halftime. Third down and 6 from the 41 here for Bayport. Third and 6 from the 41 here. Frank looking to throw. Pass is caught. Left-hand side. That'll be enough for a first down. Slammed out of bounds is the wide receiver, Preston. And Preston moves the sticks with 13.9 seconds left. First and 10, and the ball spotted at the Fond du Lac 44-yard line. 13.9 seconds left. First down and 10 from the 44. Receiver on either side for the Pirates here. Frank looking to throw. Pass off the hands of Merhulski. It'll be second down. 10 seconds left in the first half. Second and 10 here. Still at the 30-44. 10.3 to be exact, left to play in this first half.
Second down and 10 from the 44.
Second and 10 from the 44. Receiver on either side. One man in the backfield here. Frank going to drop back. Frank with pressure coming. Frank rainbowing down the middle of the field and well past the intended receiver. Merhulski, the intended receiver. It'll be third down coming up. Third and 10 for the 44 here with 3.8 to play in the second quarter. So third and 10 coming up. This should be the final play of the first half. Third and 10 from the Cardinal 44 here. And a whistle now and a timeout taken by the Pirates with 2.8 left. That's their second timeout of this first half. We'll use this timeout to tell you tonight's game is brought to you by Eden Meat Market and Catering. 477-2711 or edenmeat.com. Also, a big thank you to Dan Sprader, your local Edward Jones advisor at 976 East Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Cardinals leading 34-12 here, just the closing seconds of the first half. Bayport taking a timeout ahead of the likely final play of this first half. Cardinals have led throughout. Bayport made it 14-6 briefly, but David MacArthur answering with a kickoff return for a score. And it's been pretty much all Cardinals since then. Third and 10 from the 44 here. Two receivers right, one to the left here for the Pirates. Frank dropping back. Frank being chased. Frank will get brought down for a sack. Who else but Braylon Allen? Braylon Allen ends the first half with a sack. And we head to the half with Fondi leading 34-12 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard here this evening from Bayport High School. Thanks so much for tuning in to high school football here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. We will take a quick timeout. We'll get a news update from the Wisconsin Radio Network. We'll come back to recap the first half as well in just a few moments. But our score here at the break is Fond du Lac 34 and Bayport 12. You're listening to high school football here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ and streaming at KFIZ.com.
Do your life goals. Shouldn't your financial advisor take the time to get to know them? I do. I'm Dan Sprader, a Fond du Lac Edward Jones financial advisor. The most important goals I have are yours. That's why I take the time to understand your needs, and I can recommend personalized strategies with your goals in mind. Contact me at 923-3934. Making time to take the time. That's how Edward Jones makes sense of investing. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
What's your favorite high school sports memory? A late-inning rally? A game-winning shot? A photo finish? Maybe it's a pep rally or a pregame ritual. Maybe it's the euphoria of a late-night bus ride home after a hard-fought win. Maybe it's having pizza with teammates after the game. Now, imagine if it never happened at all. School sports need your help. With budgets getting tighter, it's more than the games that are on the line. It's all the traditions, the community pride, the culture of your hometown high school. Plus, all those memories that are on the line, too. What can you do? It's simple. Buy a ticket when you can. Go to a game. Take the whole family. Let's do everything we can to keep those cherished school sports memories alive.
This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Governor Tony Evers vetoes a pair of bills that would have restricted how local health agencies can handle COVID-19.
The two bills would have prevented health officers from requiring people to get vaccinated against COVID-19 and also would have prevented them from closing places of worship due to the pandemic. Republicans say that health officials are stifling freedom of religion and the right to choose their own medical treatments. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A new report finds federal pandemic relief coming to Wisconsin and local governments totals $20 billion. The report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum provides the most accurate accounting so far of the money coming to Wisconsin. Details about a huge series of pileups on Interstate 43 in southeast Wisconsin during Wednesday's snowstorm. 100 vehicles were involved in 20 separate crashes. A 37-year-old woman from Tennessee was killed. Six other people went to the hospital.
Each year, thousands of wildfires are caused by burning debris. Homes are lost. Lives are changed. Fires that could have been prevented. Not only is it harmful to the environment, burning garbage pollutes the air we all breathe. Protect your community. Avoid burning or consider alternatives. Compost, recycle, or donate used items to someone who can give them a new life instead of it costing your own. Keep it safe. Keep it clean.
Brought to you by the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Spring has finally sprung, and that means more people outside finding adventure. Turkey season is upon us, so here are a few tips to help keep each other safe. First, be aware of each other. Outdoor enthusiasts should avoid wearing red, white, and blue. If a hunter sees a flash of those colors through brush, you could be mistaken for a turkey. And hunters should always take that extra second to know their target, what's before it and beyond it. Enjoy the outdoors and stay safe. Wisconsin DNR. Find your adventure. Go wild in Wisconsin.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
Quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it. At participating locations for a limited time.
News Talk 1450 KFIZ Sports, the only game in town.
All right, welcome back to Bayport High School as we get set for, well, halftime here. You're listening to the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondi Cardinals leading the Bayport Pirates by a score of 34-12 here this evening. And, again, you're in tune with the Taco Bell Halftime Show here on KFIZ. Stop by one of your two Taco Bell locations on East or West Johnson Street in Fond du Lac. Or if you're here at the game listening to me, you can stop by. Well, Taco Bell's on the way home. But Taco Bell in Fond du Lac, our spot to hear this evening of high school sports on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Cardinals leading 34-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard, as I mentioned. Cardinals scoring at first. Actually got up 14-0. Bayport made it 14-6, but the Cardinals have scored a majority of the points since then, with the Cardinals up, like we said, 34-12 here this evening. Fondi getting on the board first on a 27-yard run from Kyle Waljasper that came with 6:08 left to play in the first quarter. That touchdown was set up by an interception by Tyler Vandeslund off of the quarterback Eli Frank for Bayport on their first drive of the game. And Waljasper scoring on a 4th and 6 to make it 7-0 with 6:08 left to play in the first quarter. That was your score at the end of the first quarter. Fondi leading 7-0 after one quarter. And then Cardinals open the second quarter off a punt from Bayport. Cardinals added a 22-yard run from Kyle Waljasper to make it 14-0. That came with 10:42 left to play in the second quarter. Bayport would answer a short time later, taking the ball down, getting a 1-yard touchdown run from Eli Frank after a long pass play from Frank to Murhalski, the wide receiver. That got him down to the 1-yard line. Actually, it was about the 4-yard line. Two plays later, Frank was in. And then the extra point was no good on that play, so it was Fond du Lac 14 and Bayport 6 with 8:32 left to play in the second quarter. Cardinals wasted no time, literally. David MacArthur returning the ensuing kickoff about 85 yards or so for a touchdown. Did not get the exact yardage on that, but David MacArthur returned the ensuing kickoff for a touchdown. The extra point for Justin Chevrel was blocked. So with 8:20 left to play in the second quarter, it was Fond du Lac 20 and Bayport 6. Cardinals will get another score. Braylon Allen with a 52-yard touchdown run. Fond du Lac led 27-6 after that with 5:46 left to play before halftime. Matt Grzybowski added a 17-yard run with 3:10 left to play. Extra point was no good once again for the Pirates as they cut the lead to 27-12. Braylon Allen would add his second touchdown of the evening just a short time later, about 3 minutes or so later, with a 1-yard touchdown run set up by a long run from Kyle Waljasper down to the 1-yard line. Braylon Allen basically stood up and stepped forward and got to the end zone for the touchdown in that one. And that is how our first half scoring would wind up, with the Cardinals leading 34-12 here at the half. Like we said and like we talked about on the pregame show, it's easily Cardinals' biggest test of the season. And so far, aside from the big pass play, a few pass plays and some nice runs by Grzybowski, Cardinals have answered on offense. Each time Bayport has thrown a punch, the Cardinals have answered back, as evidenced by that kickoff return for the touchdown by MacArthur. That's really, at this point, at least my money, the turning point of the game, because the Pirates cut it to a one-score game regardless of the extra point getting blocked. And with that return, it was just like that, back to 20-6, and the Cardinals have scored 3 touchdowns since Bayport has made it. The Cardinals have outscored them, I should say, 20-6 since that touchdown to make it 14-6. So that kickoff return really sparking the Cardinals ahead, saying, hey, yeah, we gave up the score, but hey, we got this with this extra point, or with this kickoff return for a touchdown. And for my money, that's the turning point of the game right now. If the Cardinals have to go on an offensive drive, you don't know what will happen. Maybe they score, maybe they don't. But the score on one play, score on special teams like that, with David MacArthur's kick return, that really is a huge moment of the game so far. And Fondi getting a nice first half here, still a full second half to go. No, Bayport is not going away quietly here this evening. So with the Cardinals getting the ball out of the first or out of the half here, probably a good opportunity here for your offense to get some points on the board here and extend that lead out to would be 41-12 if you're able to get some points. But probably a good opportunity here, and probably obviously the message being conveyed at halftime, maybe get the ball and well, we want to score at the half or out of the half here to extend that lead out even further here as we play at Bayport with that conference championship on the line. Cardinals halfway there to the Group A championship in the Fox Valley Classic Conference. And we'll have second half action coming up here in just moments on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Again, your score on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Fond du Lac 34 and Bayport 12. High school football continues after this on News Talk 1450.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our ripping
office. I love your new countertops.
Thanks. I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep. They have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow. Sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
CBS Sports Brief. Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback Justin Lane was arrested in Ohio on a felony charge of transporting a gun inside a vehicle. He was also charged with speeding and driving with a suspended license. Police say he was pulled over near Cleveland after he was clocked going 89 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. Lane was a third-round draft pick in 2019 out of Michigan State. A high school basketball star from Boston who entered the NBA draft last month has died in a car accident in Los Angeles. 19-year-old Terrence Clark played just one season at Kentucky. He signed with Clutch Sports this week. The agency said he was an incredible, hard-working young man.
Just keep making history, Simone Biles.
And the world's most famous female gymnast has left Nike for Athleta. Simone Biles says the company more closely reflects her values. Athleta was founded in 1998 and is owned by Gap. CBS Sports Brief, I'm Wendy Gillette.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year, we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. Don't look back and wish that you had taken action. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states and MLSconsumeraccess.org number 33.
What do basketball, choir, drama club, and marching band all have in common? They're all high school activities that offer learning opportunities not necessarily found in the classroom. They take up just a fraction of a typical Wisconsin high school's budget, and they go a long way to giving young people the tools they need to thrive. High school activities, they're more than extracurricular. They're extra important, too. This message presented by the Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
There's nothing worse than overhype, so we won't go overboard telling you how Taco Bell's quesalupa is back with its cheese-stuffed shell. We'll skip the quesalupa air shows and making a statue in honor of how there's cheese in every bite.
Marvelous.
And we won't send one to the moon.
Quesalupa has landed.
Instead, we'll pass on all the fanfare and just tell you, Taco Bell's quesalupa has returned, and we think you'll like it. At participating locations for a limited time.
Back here to Bayport High School as we wind down halftime here this evening. Fondy Cardinals and the Bayport Pirates here on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Fondy leading 34-12 here this evening from Bayport. Thanks so much for coming along with us here this evening on a Friday night's final regular season contest, so to speak, of the season, the alternate spring season. And ahead will be the so-called playoffs, the crossover playoffs in the Fox Valley Classic. Two games left, and the Cardinals would likely be the host of one, if not both of those games, if the game continues to go the way it goes. The other game we're watching tonight, just down the road in Appleton, Kimberly doing Kimberly things. Papermakers leading at halftime 38-7 over Appleton North, so Kimberly on their way to winning a conference crown there, which if the score holds here, score hold there, we would likely see the Cardinals play Appleton North next week, and then likely would see Kimberly the week after. Of course, all things have to shake out for that to happen, but we'll see how things play out. But that would be the likely outcome if the scores hold as we see them here this evening. Of course, high school football, one-off spring season. Great football being played in and around the Fond du Lac area. We'll have all the scores, of course, for you on KFIZ.com coming up later on this evening. Once we get back from the game here tonight, we'll have the broadcast or all the scores for you, plus the game broadcast posted on our website podcast page. You can check that out anytime, of course, at KFIZ.com. After the game, of course, catch up with the scores with Jerry St. John tomorrow morning on the Saturday edition of the Early Show right here on News Talk 1450. Well, Brewers, like I said, they tried to play a game today. They did play. They got blown out 15-2 to the Chicago Cubs. Cubs played at 6 in the first, 4 in the second. So they led 10-0 after the first two innings. Brewers getting three hits from Colton Wong in his return to the lineup, but not a good day for the pitching staff. Brett Anderson leaving just after a third of the inning, or a third of an inning, giving up three runs. And then Josh Lindblom, 3 2/3, 9 hits, 8 runs, all of them earned. Walked 3, struck out 5, gave up 3 home runs. So off night for the Brewers. They'll be back in action coming up tomorrow afternoon against the Cubs. Check the forecast for the Chicago area tomorrow. It looks like rain, so hopefully they get that one in. But we'll see what happens going forward. But the Brewers looking to bounce back with a win tomorrow, and they'll play again Sunday afternoon. Bucks in action tomorrow. If the Brewers do get rained out, we'll have the Bucks game for you. But the next Bucks broadcast is set to be on Sunday evening as they take on the Atlanta Hawks. And, of course, high school sports, high school football season in the spring winding down. And we'll bring you a final couple games here for the Cardinals to head into the Fox Valley Classic Conference playoffs coming up here in just a bit. But a short seconds away, a few seconds away from the start of the second half here. Thanks for joining us here on KFIZ as we bring you high school sports here on News Talk 1450. Fondy in Bayport tonight from Green Bay area, Bayport High School. Nice drive up here. And we're set for second half action here on News Talk 1450, KFIZ. And the Cardinals leading 34-12 here from Bayport this evening. Cardinals taking the field. Bayport taking the field as well. Cardinals really showing why they are the number one teams in the state for sure here tonight. Up Bayport team, still a full second half to go. But like we said, this drive, despite it being a 22-point advantage here for Fondy, a big drive here to start the second half. Points would be ideal here as we get set for kickoff of the second half of action here. And the Cardinals, again, leading 34-12 on the West Interior scoreboard here this evening. Depler will kick off. Bayport will move from south to north. Raylan Allen and David MacArthur lined up at about their own 20 or so to receive this kickoff. Kick is away, fielded by one of the up men right near the 50. So a nice play by the Cardinals to take that, an onside kick. Eigen brought with the recovery, just went straight to him and fell down, and good play there as the Cardinals will start 1st and 10 at their own 49, so half a field to go, leading 34-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening from Bayport. First and 10 for the 49 here for Fondy, one receiver out to the left. And Allen right next to Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper going to keep it himself. Wall Jasper tries to get the edge. He'll get across the 50 and get brought down at about the Bayport 48 or so. Second down coming up here for the Cardinals. Gain of 2, 2nd and 8. Flip sides of the field at the 49 at Bayport now. Formation here for Fondy with one receiver, the left-hand side, a little shifted formation now is Allen just behind a wall. Jasper here. Here's Braylon going straight ahead. Allen still going. Allen across the 40, still turning four and gets down to the 30 of Payport. Braylon Allen down to about the 31 of Payport. That's enough for a Fadi first down. Sylvester in there to make the stop for Payport. First and 10 from the 31. One receiver out to the left-hand side. Wall Jasper going to take the snap. Goes straight ahead. Wall Jasper gets across the 30 and gets brought down at about the 29. Second down coming up for the Cardinals. N40 and counting, left to play third quarter. Fondy 34, Payport 12. Second and 7 after the run by Wall Jasper. Second and 7. Receiver on either side with Allen behind it. Wall Jasper in the formation. MacArthur in motion. Allen spins out of a tackler, can't get out of the second wave. And he'll get down to about the 26. Sylvester making the stop. Third down coming up for the Cardinals. Third down from the 26 of Payport. Third and 5. Third and 5 here for Fadi. Third down from the 26. Third and 5. MacArthur going in motion across the formation. Wall Jasper going to pitch. This is Allen, pops it in the air and dives for the first down along the sideline. Almost lost the football on the pitch. Had to reel in the hot potato. And he got it up for the first down along the near sideline. Near disaster there for Fondy as the potato a little bit too hot out of the oven there. But it is enough for the first down for the Cardinals. First and 10. And the ball is at the 21 of Payport, first and 10 from the Pirates' 21.
First down, 10 from the 21-yard line.
One receiver out to the left-hand side here. It looks like Miller in a tailback here. Handoff going straight ahead. That is Miller. Miller fighting forward, gets down across the 20 and down to about the 16.
Number two, Drew Miller on the carry.
Miller takes the ball down. Gain of 6 by Drew Miller, second and 4. Second and 4 from the 16 of the Pirates. One receiver left. One man in the backfield here. This is Wall Jasper. Wall Jasper's got the left side. Wall Jasper tackled down inside the 5. First and goal coming up from inside the Payport 5, under 9 minutes to play third quarter. Fondy leading 34-12, and on the doorstep of Moore.
It's first down and goal. Let's make some noise, Pirates fans.
One receiver to the left, one man in the backfield. Here's the handoff. Allen straight ahead. Allen cuts it back to the left. He's in. Touchdown, Cardinals. Braylon Allen, 3-yard touchdown run, and Fondy leads 40-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Justin Chevrolet will be on to try the extra point.
Justin Chevrolet on the extra point.
Ball's on the way, and it's up. And it's good. 8:37 left to play, third quarter. Fond du Lac 41 and Payport 12. High school football back after this here at KFIV.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Back here from Bayport as the Cardinals extend their lead to 41-12 on the short touchdown run from Braylon Allen. 3-yard touchdown run for Allen. 8:37 to play here in the third quarter. It's Fond du Lac 41 and Bayport 12. Kick away from Shepherd. Nice kick. And it'll be fielded at about the 15 by Sylvester. Sylvester coming forward, getting across the 30. It's spilled across the 30 to about the 31. That's where Bayport will start. First down at 10, trailing 41-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Here in this Friday night action. 8:32 to play third quarter. Pirates' first possession of the quarter here this evening. First and 10 from the 31. Two receivers left. One man in the backfield here. As man comes in motion. It's Barry. Frank will hand it off here. And trying to get the edge, getting slammed back to the backfield is Grzybowski. Taken down for a loss, Justin Shepherd. It will be second down. Second down and about 12 or 13 to go here. Second down and 13 now for the Pirates from their own 28. Two receivers right, one to the left. And one man in the backfield here. Is a pass, quick out to Barry. Barry coming back for it, still going. Gets up across the 35. A positive play is Sam Barry as Frank gets the pass reception out to Barry. And Barry's slow to get up. Tyler Vandeslunt. Challenging name, apparently, for the folks here in Howard Suamico. So a nice second down play from a second and 13 to a third and 5. Gain of 8 on the play there from the pass to Barry. Third and 5 from their own 36. One receiver on either side. Zbowski, the tailback. And they'll hand it to him. He goes straight ahead. And he'll fight forward, trying to get to the 40, and he does. And that'll be short of a first down. Fourth and short coming up as Justin Shepherd makes the tackle. It's got to be some record for mispronouncing one name. It's so easy to find out. I don't mean to be critical, but... Oh, I do. Fourth and one coming up here for Bayport. Big play here for the Fondy defense. Two receivers right as they send Barry in motion. Frank turning, handing to Grzybowski, and he gets slammed back. Stuffed in the hole as the Cardinals bring him up short. Should be short. And instead, they are going to give him the first down, it looks like. Are they going to measure? I think he was short. He was stuffed in that hole, and the referees are saying they're debating on it, and what is going on here? He wasn't even close. He was stuffed right in that hole, Grzybowski. And... has there been an official ruling on this play, or are they just kind of wandering around the field? Okay, turnover on downs, no signal the other way. That's what everybody thought it was. But no official signal, no nothing. They're standing around, looking around. Is it a first down for Bayport? What's going on here, guys? And finally they announce it's a turnover on downs on the play, and now they're going to conference again. The Fondy offense is coming on the field. The Bayport offense slash defense is still on the field here. Referees are standing at about the 46. He was clearly short. He was met right in the hole by a handful of Cardinals and slammed back, Grzybowski was. And now they're just talking about it still here. As Frank is on the field talking to the officials right there at midfield. Frank doesn't want to come off the field, and Frank will have to go off the field because they finally rule it Fond du Lac football. What we all knew about a solid minute and a half ago. First and 10 from the Bayport 40 now for Fondy. As they send Allen in motion. Wall Jasper got his man or behind the defense. Circling back into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Tyler Colleen, the 40-yard catch from Kyle Wall Jasper, and the Cardinals make it 47-12. Wow. I called for the one-play score early in the game, and, well, we got it there. Tyler Colleen with the 40-yard reception from Wall Jasper. Chevrel's kick is up, and it is good. And with 6:16 to play on the Quest Interior scoreboard, Fondy 48, Bayport 12. High school football continues after this on KMIV.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
American Family Insurance.
6:16 left to play in the third quarter. Fond du Lac leading Bayports 48-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard here this evening. 40-yard touchdown pass from Kyle Wall Jasper to Tyler Colleen makes it 48-12. And that is a 36-point margin, my friends. 6:16 left to play in the third quarter. And I believe that means we will have the clock on for the fifth game this season. Here's the kick fielded by Sylvester. And coming across the 25, getting stopped shy of the 30, or as Murhalski, excuse me. First and 10. For the Bayport Pirates, they trail 48-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. 5:54 and counting left to play in the third quarter in this contest between the Cardinals and the Pirates. Here from Bayport, and the Cardinals playing rude house guests here this evening. First and 10 from the 29 for the Pirates. Two receivers left and one to the right. One man in the backfield as Frank looks to throw. Pass is off the hands of the intended receiver. That is Forsteck, the tight end. Incomplete second and 10 coming up for the Pirates. 35-point margin has been surpassed, so clock continues to roll even on the incomplete pass. 40-48, Bayport 12 is our score. All that debate about the turnover on downs or not. Cardinals made it pay for the turnover on downs in one play. The handoff here going to the left-hand side. Rizbowski getting across the 30 and up to the 31. Justin Chevrel with the tackle. Gain of 2, 3rd and 8 coming up. Four and a half left to play, third quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Fondy 48, Bayport 12. 3rd and 8 from the 31. Frank looking, throwing, pass, almost picked off the hands of a Cardinal defender there. Intended for Murhalski. Keegan Henschel got his paws on that one. And it's 4th and 8, and the Pirates have to punt. .353 and counting, third quarter, Fondy 48, Bayport 12. Reese and MacArthur back to receive this punt. Sure, lined up at about their own 35 to return this punt from the Pirates here. Low snap, bobbles it. He's going to kick it away, and ended up being not a bad punt. Coming back up the middle and getting up to about the 45 is David MacArthur. Grisbowski with the return there, or the tackle, excuse me, on the return by MacArthur. And the Cardinals will start first and 10 from their own 45, leading 48-12 with 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter on the Quest Interior scoreboard. First and 10 from the 45. Coming around the near side, getting the edge, cutting down the near sideline. Here he goes, and shoved out of bounds across the 20-yard line. That's David MacArthur on the run. David MacArthur with a big gainer on first down, deep into Bayport territory. Pushed out of bounds at about the 15 of Bayport. First down and 10 for the Cardinals with 2:14 to play third quarter. Cardinals looking for 50. 50 points in five straight games. That's what they're looking for. The receiver either side is the handoff going straight ahead. Igudbrot with the carry there. Getting down to about the 10 or so. Maybe to the 11. Second and 6. Minute 40 left to play at third quarter. Fondi 48, Bayport 12. Second and 6 from the 11. Two receivers to the left-hand side here. One man in the backfield. And coming in motion across the formation. Wall Jasper handing. Igudbrot. Igudbrot churning his legs forward. He'll get slammed back as he got to the 6. Nice run by Igudbrot there. First and goal here should be for the Cardinals. Yes, it is. First and goal from the 6-5, actually. First and goal from the 5, under a minute to play here in the third quarter. One receiver either side, one man to the backfield here. All Jasper turns, hands, getting straight ahead, getting toward the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals! Braden Igudbrot with the touchdown run for the Cardinals, and it is 54-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Justin Shubrel on to try the extra point, and this one is, I'm going to borrow the line from Ted Davis, even though there's 32 seconds left in the third quarter. This is in the bank and earning interest. Shebrill's extra point is up, and it is good. And just like that, it is 55-12. Fond du Lac 55, Bayport 12. 32 seconds left in the third quarter. High school football back after this on KFIZ.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers. So that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store on County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111. To place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
Back here from Bayport, 32 seconds left in the third quarter. Braden Igudbrot with a 5-yard touchdown run. And the Cardinals pouring it on the Pirates here this evening. 55-12 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. After the touchdown run from Igudbrot. Kickoff from Shebrill is returned here up the near sideline by Sylvester. Still going, getting across the 40. A nice return there for Alex Sylvester for the Pirates. And that'll be first down here for the Pirates with 17 seconds left to play here in this third quarter and running clock. Cardinals have had the clock on in every game this year. If that's not domination, I don't know what it is. And that'll be the end of the third quarter with Fondalac leading 55-12. One quarter left here from Bayport. More high school football coming up on KFIV.
At Earside Heating, we are all excited for sunshine and warmer temperatures, and we want to do whatever it takes to ensure you're not caught in the heat of summer with no AC. Before the blazing temps hit, let our technicians clean and inspect your AC to ensure it's performing at its best when you need it most. Our NATE-certified technicians bring the right tools, expert knowledge, and Bryant's high-quality products right to your door. For AC maintenance, service, and installation in the Fond du Lac area, call 924-6742 and 239-4307 for our Ripon office.
Back here to Bayport as the Fondy Cardinals at the start of the fourth quarter lead 55-12 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. We mentioned before, Bayport cut it to 14-6. But as we said, and I'm just going to call it now, the turning point of the game is the kickoff return for a touchdown on the very next play by David MacArthur. Because instead of it being a one-score game at 14-6, Cardinals got it back up to 20-6. And, 35 points later, it's 55-12. As we start the fourth quarter, running clock for the Cardinals. Running clock in this contest, a first and 10 from the 44 here for Bayport. As the Pirates come out here and a run. Coming up the right-hand side, getting down to the 40. Grzybowski with a nice run. He's had some nice runs in this game. Grzybowski moving the play, or moving the sticks, I should say, down to the 38 of Fond du Lac here with 11:30 and counting left to play in this fourth quarter. 55-12, Fondy with the lead here. Bayport a first and 10 from the Cardinal 38-yard line. Frank lost the football, ball's on the carpet. Who's got it? And I think Bayport was able to get back on it. Frank just lost the football as he was turning around the play, and it'll be second down, a loss of the play for Eli Frank and the Bayport Pirates. Loss of about 5 on the play. Second and 13 coming up. End of the third quarter, Kimberly Oliver Appleton North 45-7. Second and 13 now for the 41 here for the Pirates. And a whistle here and a flag pops out. And looks like false start on Bayport. Bad night gets worse for the Pirates here. Second and 13 here from the 41. And it will be even longer. Second down and 18. Back to the 45 for the Pirates here. And comes a motion across the formation. Frank handing and going straight ahead, getting down to the 30, getting a big chunk of that back is Grzybowski. He's still going hard. Matthew Grzybowski, nice player, senior running back, 5'9", 195. He's had some nice runs. He's had a touchdown this evening. And a nice run. A second and 18, making a third and 2, third and manageable. Third down from the 30. Third and 2 from the 30. 9:40 and counting left to play in the game. Fondy 55, Bayport 12. In comes a motion from the right-hand side here. Frank takes the snap. Frank going straight ahead, and he fights forward, getting down to the 25. That'll be enough for a Pirate first down. Justin Shepherd with the tackle. First and 10 from the Fondy 25-yard line. 9:05 and counting. Up to play in the game. Cardinals lead 55-12. First and 10 from the 25 for the Pirates here. Receiver on either side. One man in the backfield. The man from the right-hand side in motion. Here's the handoff. Grzybowski going straight ahead. Grzybowski down the far sideline. Spilled inside the five. And that'll be a first and goal from the two-yard line or so for Bayport. As Grzybowski still doing work out there, even in a running clock fourth quarter. Sets up a first and goal for the Pirates here as we approach the eight-minute mark here in the game, fourth quarter. First down and goal from the two after the run by Grzybowski. One receiver on either side. Now they shift Grzybowski behind the formation here. Handoff going straight ahead, powering forward toward the end zone. Touchdown, Bayport.
Touchdown! Pirates
score with 7:59 to play. Grzybowski with his second score of the evening. 55-18 with 7:59 left to play. And the Pirates will go on to try the extra point here. Depler will try the extra point here for the Pirates. Depler's kick is up, and it is good. Depler makes it this time. And with 7:59 to play for the game, Fond du Lac's lead now 55-19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. High school football continues after this on News Talk 1450.
Baker Cheese, the pioneer of string cheese, is one of the largest standalone string cheese operations in the country, partnering with excellent local farmers so that in less than 48 hours from the time the milk leaves the farms, Baker's all-natural string cheese is ready for your enjoyment. Celebrating over 100 years of exceptional quality, visit the Baker Cheese store in County Road G in St. Cloud or call 477-7111, 477-7111 to place your order. Baker Cheese, freshest in every bite.
7:59 to play for this one on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Matt Grzybowski with a two-yard touchdown run after he ran it all the way down to the two himself. They gave it right back to him to finish the drive. And Fond du Lac now leads 55-19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. The extra point from Depler was good. 7:59 to play in this one. Cardinals still well in control of this one as they lead 55-19. This evening. Kick is a short kick. Going ahead and getting up the middle. And a nice return here, getting up to about the 45 on the play. Is Josh Reitz. Preston makes the tackle as Reitz nearly broke that one up the middle. Two kick returns on the same game for scores. Almost happened there. Got a couple guys to beat. 7:30 left to play in this one, Fondy 55, Bayport 19. And a first and 10 here from the 44 for the Pirates, or for the Cardinals, pardon me. And it looks like we got Steven Schreider in there at quarterback. Eigenbrock going straight ahead. And he'll get slammed back after a gain of a couple. Second down coming up. Nails on the carry. I'll say it can't be Nails. Nails plays defense. Second down coming up here. Second and nine. Receiver either side for the Cardinals here. Schreider looking, throwing, pass is caught along the far sideline there. Nice pass play. For the Cardinals, moving the sticks, Ethan Wagner-Lang with the reception. As the Cardinals move the sticks into Bayport territory down to the 41-yard line, 6:14 to play in this one. County 55 and Bayport 19. First and 10 from the Pirates 41. Head off, powering forward, getting across the 40 and down to about the 37 or so is Seigenbrot. Second and 5 here for the Cardinals. Under 6 to play in this one. Second and 5 for the Bayport 36. Receivers to the left. Hand it to Eigenbrot, straight ahead. Eigenbrot falling forward, and a nice run for Eigenbrot. Sylvester making the stop, and another Cardinal first down. Move the sticks here against Bayport late in the game. 5:20 left to play in this one. First and 10 down to the Bayport 29. First and 10 from the 29 here for the Cardinals. Receivers left. Man comes in motion from the left to the right. Eigenbrot carry here. He'll get bottled up. 4:50 and counting left in this one. No gain, second and 10 from the 29. Second and 10 from the 29 here for the Cardinals. Second and 10 for the 29 here. Two receivers out to the right. And comes in motion from right to left. Schrider looking to throw. Schrider throwing down the far sideline. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Stephen Schrider. Pass to Ethan Wagner-Lang. 29 yards later, it's 61-19, and hold the phone here, folks. There is a flag on the play. What is the flag going to be? So, unsportsmanlike conduct on the Cardinals is the call. The point will count. And the Cardinals get the 29-yard pass. As Justin Chevrolet will try the extra point here with 4:10 to play in the game. Chevrolet's extra point is up, and it's good. 4:10 left to play in the contest. Fond du Lac 62 and Bayport 19. High school football continues after this here at KFI.
In a lawsuit, a little extra liability protection can go a long way. I'm Tim Cruz with American Family Insurance. A personal liability umbrella policy from American Family Insurance offers $1 million or more of coverage over and above the limits of your auto and home policies. And it's affordable. For details, contact me, Tim Cruz, at 920-921-7424 or stop by my office at 218 North Seymour Street in Fond du Lac today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 537.
American Family Insurance.
Back here to Bayport. 4:10 left in this one. Fond du Lac cruising to a victory here tonight. Steven Schrider with a 29-yard touchdown pass to Ethan Wagner-Lang. And the Cardinals lead 62-19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. As the Cardinals, for the third time this season, surpassed 60 points. And the fifth time this season, they are 50-plus in a game. 62-19. Chevrolet will be on to kick it away here. On a 4:10 left in this one. Kick is away. Bouncing and in front of Grzybowski. Grzybowski gets taken down shy of the 40. And a flag comes in as Miller makes the stop. 3:57 counting left in this one. Bonnie 62 and Bayport 19. Quick wrap up here, make our way back home. to get my mile and a half of cable from the restrooms behind me here. Not in the restroom, just outside, but better get that unplugged before I do anything else at the end of the game here. Room at the end again for us here outside, but that's all right. Sportsmanlike conduct penalty against Bayport, so push him back. 3:15 left to play in the game. And Fondi leading 62-19. Taking over at their own 25, a first and 10 coming up here for the Pirates. So the Pirates will have lost three straight games. Last two were by one score apiece. This one by, well, more than one score. Head off here for the Pirates. Bortolozzi with the carry. No gain on the run. Second and 10 here. Under 2.5 to play in this one.
Second and 10 for the 25-yard line.
Fondi 62, Bayport 19. Head off here. Getting out to the left-hand side. Trying to cut it back and then get brought down by a host of Cardinals.
Bartolozzi on the carry.
It is Bartolozzi with 2:04 left to play in this one.
41,
third down at 4 coming up here. Gain of 6 of the play. Under 2 minutes left in this one.
Third down and 30.
Cardinals lead 62-19, third and 4 on the 31-yard line. Snap here, pass. Out to the right-hand side is caught, and reception up across the 40. That'll be enough for a first down. Carey makes the stop. First and 10 here for the Pirates, approaching a minute left to play in this one.
First down and 10 from the 41-yard line.
First and 10 from the 41 here for the Pirates, their own 41. 60 seconds left. Here's quarterback keeper going straight ahead. Getting up across the 45 and up to about the 47. Cypher. 42 seconds and counting left. Maybe one more play here, but dominating performance yet again here for the Cardinals. Second and 4 from the 47 here for the Pirates. To the final play of the game here. Pass is caught and brought down short of the sticks. Jaeger's slot with the reception. Wagner Lang making the stop. That should be a first down. It is for the Pirates. Thought he was short, but he's not. 6 seconds left. Bayport sprinting to the line, trying to get one more playoff here. I think their time is going to run out on them, and it will. There's your ball game. Say hello to your unbeaten Group A champions, the Fond du Lac Cardinals. Final score on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Fondi dominates Bayport here this evening, 62-19 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Cardinals win here tonight, going away over the Pirates. And we'll head into the crossover playoffs coming up here next week and the week to follow. Fondi 62, Bayport 19, high school football back after this on KFIV.
I love your new countertops.
Thanks, I do too. It's Quartz from Quest Interiors.
Quest Interiors does countertops?
Yep, they have an awesome selection of Quartz countertops on display right in their showroom. You just choose the style and color you want from their Power Buy selection, and Quest Interiors does the rest.
Wow, sounds easy to me.
And the best part is, because they fabricate their own countertops, they saved us a lot of money.
Get Quartz countertops for less at Quest Interiors, Fond du Lac, and Oshkosh.
Small town, huge flavors in the heart of Eden. Eden
Meat Market and Catering, serving your family with custom cuts of steaks, chops, and chicken from their full-service meat counter. Time to fire up the grill and enjoy over 15 specialty brats, including the Grand Champion Maple Blueberry Baby Brats, Deluxe Pizza Brats, or Eden's new Hawaiian Brats. Weekly specials at EdenMeat.com. Eden Meat Market, taking you back to simpler times since 1890.
Back here to Bayport High School to wrap it up. Fond du Lac winning 62-19 over a very good Bayport team. Cardinals scored first, made it 14-0. Bayport cut it to 14-6, but it was all Cardinals since then, winning tonight 62-19 on the Quest Interiors scoreboard. Bondi wins tonight. They are unbeaten heading into the crossover playoffs here for the Fox Valley Classic Conference. Bondi now 4-0 in Group A play, 5-0 overall. Bayport dropping to 2-2 and 2-3 for Bayport this year. 2-2 in league play and 2-3 overall. Excuse me. The crossover game in the regular season did not count for the overall conference or the conference standings itself. So just the four games in conference play. 2-2 for Bayport. 2-3 overall. Bondi finishing a perfect 4-0. 5-0 in league play. So crossover games, those opponents and game times, game sites will be announced likely later tonight from what I understand. But could likely, very likely be some matchup Appleton North or Kimberly, one of the two next week. We'll keep you posted on what game it will be, who it will be, when it will be, where it will be, all that information coming later on this evening. But another dominant performance for the Cardinals tonight as they win going away over Bayport tonight, 62-19 on the Quest Interior scoreboard. Thank you so much for joining us here this evening on News Talk 1450 KFIZ. I'm going to wrap it up for us this evening, and we will talk to you next week for more high school football here on KFIZ. Have a great night. You've been listening to High School Sports on KFIZ.
You've been listening to high school sports coverage on News Talk 1450 KFIZ.